And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to oppress us. Amen? One of the things he interferes with, let me share something with you, is worship. Oh, he'll do everything and anything to keep you out of God's presence and worship. You know why? Because the devil wants worship. The enemy will do everything. He'll keep you busy, whether it's work, whether it's play, whether it's family, whatever it is, to keep you out of God's presence so you can't reach the next level. So many people are dying, never reaching a full level that God has predestined to reach. So in the worship, people don't realize that you cannot do warfare without fulfilling priesthood. So if you're an individual that just wants a warfare, you ain't going to do nothing. Because the anointing's not back in your warfare. Does everybody get that? You must fulfill priesthood. What does a priest do? Ministers to the Lord in worship. See, so many people are trying to do warfare, and they're not succeeding. Because the anointing's not backing them. Why? Because if you're not fulfilling your priesthood first call and position, the warrior position of warfare won't be there either. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one does what? Deceives you. Satan's greatest weapon is deception. That's how he deceives people. Hello? He deceives people. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, I'm the anointed one, and will be deceived and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. Are we hearing that now? Yeah. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So many people are being troubled because they're promoting on the false media, the Baal media. Oh, World War III. There is not going to be a World War III. It's not time for that yet. Amen. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Let me tell you, these are happening. There's thousands and thousands of earthquakes. People, it's not known. Volcanoes erupting. I mean, talking about 17,000 earthquakes people don't even know about. He said, and all things are the beginning of what? Sorrow. So we have the beginning of sorrows. He says, then they're going to deliver you up to what? Tribulation. This is the beginning of tribulation. So first there must be a completion of the beginning of sorrows. But it doesn't mean that the beginning of sorrows won't intermix with tribulation. Amen? See, so many people have this set in their mind that once this is done, then this is done, then this is done. That's not what happens. God holds everything. Everything's in his time, in his way. He can break any seal he wants and release what he wants out of it. Amen? At any time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and they will kill you. There's been many believers who've been killed, beheaded. We don't see it so much in this country, but we sure see it in other countries. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Well, let me tell you, they really hate you right now. The powers of darkness hate you. Even your own government hates you. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. That's happening all over. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Man, let me tell you something. I've never seen so many cold people. How about road rage? Did you ever see anybody? How about these people that just because, I mean, there's such a fight with the transgender and this and that, whatever. It's a bummer. A person doesn't know whether they're male or female. I'd say that's a problem. There's confusion, you know. Even when they look in the mirror, they don't know what the heck they are. But those are demons. Those are demons in these individuals trying to shape-shift them. Amen? But he who endures to the end shall be what? Saved. In this gospel, the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Now, there's something that we want to discuss here because most people don't know what that is. So I want to go to the book. Keep your finger here. We're going to go to the book of Daniel, chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. It says, and after the 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. In other words, he'll be crucified. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it shall be with a flood. And until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant. Who? The Antichrist shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. That means 7 years. And that's going to happen. But in the middle of the week, in the middle of the 7 years, which is actually the middle of tribulation, he shall bring an end to the sacrifice and offering. In other words, during that period of time, they will be bringing sacrifices to the temple, offering up animal sacrifices. In fact, they are raising up heifers right now. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. Now, what's going to happen on this is that the Antichrist is going to step in, stop all the sacrifices, and proclaim himself as the true sacrifice. He'll proclaim himself as God. And that will be the Daniel's prophetic prophecy, which is the abomination. Amen? Is everybody okay? All right, let's go back to Matthew 24. In verse 17. So when this happens, which is going to happen, we'll talk more about this. Let him who is on the housetop not go down and take anything out of this house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babes in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be what? Great tribulation. So, you have the beginning of the sorrows. You have tribulation. Once this desolation occurs, then great tribulation will happen. Is everybody with me? So, great tribulation begins, it's in the middle, isn't it? But during this period of time, the two prophets will be here. They will be killed. They will be laid out. And then the voice of heaven will come and say, come up hither. And I really believe that's when you and I are removed. Because you and I are not accounted for the wrath of God, which is in great tribulation. Amen? It doesn't mean we won't go through tribulation. In fact, heck, we might be in some of it right now. I mean, look at almost a third of humanity is being killed. Once they add up all these people that have been, all these animals, all of the stuff. I mean, all the, look, they just killed 18,000 cattle. I mean, they're destroying stuff left and right, aren't they? As much as they can. Hallelujah. For then there'll be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. So we know that that will be the wrath of God. But God's wrath comes by using Satan's kingdom. Because the body of Christ will be removed, the restrainer, who we are, will be removed. And God will just going to let everything run. What a bummer, huh? To those that are left behind. Especially those that thought they were good people. But they weren't right with God. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, here he is in the desert, do not go out there. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go a little further. Immediately after the what? Tribulation. So what's first, tribulation or great tribulation? Tribulation. So now he comes back and begins to explain. Okay, now look at this. What's going to happen after the tribulation? Is everybody with me? All right. After the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. And the stars will fall from heaven. And the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. He will appear where? In heaven. And then all tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a what? Trumpet. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven into the other. Now, wait a minute. Did it say anything about Jesus landing on the earth? No. This is called rapture, right? Then the Bible says, and he will descend, the archangel, and the sound of the trumpet. Amen. And people will see him, and they will mourn who pierced him. They will see him, and he will call his bride home. Only the bride, not everyone in the body is the bride. And the bride will go home, and they will be gone. The dead will be raised. Those who are alive will be changed on the way up. Hallelujah. And then we'll forever be with the Lord and return with him. Now, he gives us a little bit more information. This verse, this chapter is so vitally important when you begin to understand this. Now, learn the parable from the fig tree. Now, the fig tree is known as Israel. When its branches have already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know the summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it's near. He's near at the door. Surely I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Now, it says here, learn the parable of the fig tree when its branches have already become tender. And puts up. The fig tree is Israel. This means when Israel becomes a nation. Israel became a nation in 1948. A generation is between 70 and 80 years long. So we're in that generation for this return. We're in this generation for the tribulation, for the beginning of sorrows. We are the generation. Don't let anybody deceive you on that. Hallelujah. Verse 36. But of the day and the hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were what? Eating, drinking, marrying, partying, giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. The day Noah entered the ark. In other words, the body of Christ enters heaven. Rescue. And did not know until the flood came and took them away. So also is the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken, another left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, one will be left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Wow. Pretty powerful, isn't it? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you. Remember, when he says that our gathering together to him means rapture, removal. Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is what? Revealed, the son of perdition. Wow. That, where is he going to be revealed? In the temple, what we just talked about. So, again, the falling away, we're already in the falling away. We're just waiting for all of these things to come to pass and the Son and the Antichrist to be revealed. And it says here, verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's the abomination of desolation. Why? Because he wants worship. That's his whole focus. He wants to be worshipped. So think about how much worship he gets with music. I mean, he was the praise and worship leader of the universe. All the demonic music. I'll never forget, I used to love this song, Guess My Name, but I didn't realize it was Satan. Went up BC. Then when I finally listened, I mean, how many songs, you know, when we were out there doing whatever, we didn't even listen to the lyrics. We just liked the music. Then all of a sudden you started listening to the lyrics and, whoa, Stairway to Heaven, I never knew that stuff. Until I got born again. I realized, man, I'm singing all these songs that are demonic. Why? Well, you're worshiping Satan and not even realizing it, because that's what he wants. He wants worship. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Now, and you know what is, do you not remember, verse 5, do you not remember when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his what? Who's restraining? We're restraining him. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. So once we're taken out of the way, all hell is going to break out, man. Then the lawless one will be revealed, from whom the Lord will eventually consume from the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that they might be condemned, who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Again, Satan wants to be worshipped like God. Matthew 4, verse 1. As then Jesus went up, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now look it, he didn't go and fight the devil until he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. This is called lust of the flesh. But he answered and said to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into a holy city and sent him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. This is called pride of life. Tempting him with every area, wasn't he? And Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their glory. It's called lust of the eye. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away, you moron. Away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him. And behold, the angels came and ministered to Jesus. Again, Satan was trying to get what? Worshipped. So what we're actually seeing is a battle over worship. Big time right now. People are serving darkness and don't even know it. The devil doesn't come to you and say, you know, I'm going to tempt you to worship me today. Amen. Worshiping self is a worship of Satan. Why? Because self is the offspring of him. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, it's the five I's. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Here's the Lord's response. You shall be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. Ooh, that's the Lord's response there. Amen. The five eyes exalting of self. You know, one of his main ploys is to get your eyes off of the Lord and get them on yourself. For me, the trinity of, I always say the trinity of Satan's kingdom within an individual's me, myself, and I. People fall into woe is me syndrome and oppression because they've agreed with what the enemy has said. Ezekiel 28, verse 6. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a God. Behold, therefore, I'll bring strangers against you, the most terrible of nations. They shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. They shall throw you down into the pit, and you shall die the death of the slain in the midst of the seas. Will you still say before him who slays you, I am God, I am a God? But you shall be a man and not a God. In the hand of him who slays you, you shall die the death of the uncircumcised, which means uncoveted, by the hand of an alien. For I have spoken, says the Lord. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God. Now, you know he's not speaking about, he's spoken about king, the king of Apollyon in Babylon. You are the seal of perfection, with no human's been a seal of perfection, right? Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Was Satan in the Eden of garden of God? Amen. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, braille, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. Why? Because he was there when God created. Remember, Lucifer was God's right-hand man at that time. He was a praise and worship leader of the universe. God breathed through Lucifer, his spirit. And Lucifer was there when everything was created. He saw the beginning. He saw the fire. He saw all of that. And so Lucifer being the praise and worship leader of the universe, and the center of the universe was the earth. So praise and worship came off of the earth. That's why he says, I will ascend above. Does everybody understand? Why? Where was he? He's on the earth. And he says here, the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes were prepared for you on the day you were created. Music. You were the anointed cherub who covers. Lucifer was anointed cherub. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. The holy mountain of God was the earth. You walked back and forth in the midst of the what? Fiery stones. Topaz, diamonds, braille. Does everybody understand that? You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. Whoa. Worshipping. Again, Lucifer was the worshipping, living instrument of God to worship God. But Lucifer became jealous. He wanted that worship that God was getting. Revelation chapter 12. In verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old. He's got a lot of names, you know. Called the devil and Satan. So what's the dragon represent? Satan, the serpent, amen, the devil, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. They are now principalities and powers of darkness. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that it is a what? Short time. So Satan was removed from heaven. Why? Because of what we just read in Isaiah and Ezekiel exalting himself. He was the praise and worship leader of the universe. He was here on earth, and he still had a position with God, didn't he? And he lost that position. He lost that anointing. He lost righteousness. He became wicked and evil. He allowed light to be turned into darkness. So we know that the dragon is Satan, the devil, the serpent, and so forth. Amen? Now go to Revelation 13. Because we're going to talk about the dragon, the Antichrist, and false prophet. So we see here, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns the ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him power. So who is he giving power to? The Antichrist. His throne and his great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who was able to make war with him? Remember, that's all he's trying to do is get worshiped. And he's succeeding. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months, which is 3.5 years, which is half a tribulation. Then he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life. So those whose name have written in the book of life, hasn't been blotted out, will not worship him. Because of individuals that take the mark and worship him, their name gets blotted out. Hallelujah. Whose names are in the book of the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. Who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience of the faith of the saints. Oh, yeah. This is the first beast known as Antichrist. Is everybody with me? Remember, the word beast means fallen angel. Fallen angel. So the dragon is Satan. The first beast that shows up is the Antichrist. Go to verse 11. Why we're here. Then I saw another beast. Ooh, who's this beast? He will be the false prophet. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and a spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to what? Worship the first beast. Remember, that's his focus. Whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and live. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. This means artificial intelligence. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as who would not worship the image of the beast to be what? Killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So we see here that the second beast is the false prophet. Amen. And they will manufacture a artificial intelligence so that they will begin, he will cause them to worship. Remember, that's all they're looking for is worship of humanity, to be what? Like the Most High God. Go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not what? Love the world. Or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which Jesus overcame, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. So what's going to get you through? The anointing. And how do you maintain the anointing? Worship! Worship. 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 The Father looks for those who will what? Worship him in truth and spirit. And that's what the enemy prevents individuals from doing, is getting into a place where they can worship. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the what? Prince of the power of the air, which is the Antichrist spirit. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace, by his plan. Remember, grace is plan. If you ain't cooperating in the plan, then you ain't in grace. There's no such thing as the favor of God without earning it. Amen? Well, I'm saved by grace. No, you're saved by God's plan because you're cooperating. Amen? If you ain't cooperating, you ain't saved. Hallelujah. For by grace we've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk, that we should obey them, walk in them. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, verse 10, I think we might know this scripture. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and not your own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickery and the wiles of the devil. You know how many people don't put on the full armor of God every day? They don't even take that time. They get up, eat, go to work. They don't connect. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness. In heavenly places, we are in a spiritual warfare. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Then it talks about the full armor. So, again, we are in a spiritual warfare fight. There's many casualties of war. Why? Because they're not staying filled with God. They're not staying connected. They're not getting fully dressed with the armor of God every day. They're not renewing their thoughts with the Word of God. Remember, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In Mark 16, instead of 15, said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes, what's the word believe mean? Follow. He who follows and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be what? Condemned. He who doesn't follow will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who follow. In my name they will what? Cast out demons. I love it. I don't understand why people don't get this. It's the first thing he says. They will what? Cast out demons. Some of us need to look in the mirror and get your own demons out of there. Like I said, if you see them start winking at you, make sure they go. I can't tell you how many times I baptized myself in my own tub. I don't care. Hallelujah. Bubbles in prayer. B&P. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Come on. Man, you know when things are going on in your home. You know when things are going on in your work. You know when things are going on in your head. Get rid of them. When you lose peace, joy, and righteousness, something's wrong. And it says, and they will speak with new tongues. That doesn't mean you're going to learn some kind of foreign language. You're going to get the tongues of fire. You're going to get the language that speaks directly to God. Why? Because you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. And they will take up serpents. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to dance with snakes. Amen? I can't. I've seen this documentary. These people, these religious people, they're dancing with these snakes. And they're interviewing these people. And they're interviewing the kids. Well, where's your mother? Well, she got bit. Well, where's she? She's dead. And they will take up serpents. It means that anything that, remember, Paul put his hand in a fire, and it bit him, but it didn't affect him. Why? Because he who's in us is greater than he is in the world. And they will drink anything deadly. It doesn't mean you're going to siphon gas and test God or drink cyanide. Amen? It will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they're going to what? Recover. Doesn't mean that they're going to immediately get healed, but they're going to recover. Because God is going to either impart wisdom or whatever, something's going to happen, change their organs or something inside them. They'll begin the process of healing. And for some people, they're going to say, man, I can't eat that no more. That's killing me. I'm not going to drink that no more. These things are affecting me. Does everybody get it? See, God has a strange way of bringing us to a healing position. But it takes cooperation. It takes his plan of grace. There's a plan of healing for every single one of us. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Go to Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, I want you to know, Babylon is falling now. And the first thing that must be removed from Babylon is its economy, its currency. It's falling. And what is Babylon? United States is the head of the Babylon. It is the mystery harlot. Of course, there's spirits behind that. Amen. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them. I'm going to close at Revelation 20. Thank God Jesus came and won already, right? Here, it says he came to destroy Satan's kingdom and to give me new a sword, not peace. But there's not going to be any victory unless you use it. Revelation 20, verse 1, let's speak it. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon. Who's the dragon? Satan. That serpent of old, who was the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. This is when we return with the Lord. This will be the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles. We will return with the Lord. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. This is when we reign for 1,000 years. We're going to have glorified bodies. You're going to and fro. Because the heaven, the tabernacle of God will not be fully the city of the heaven will not be on earth yet. It doesn't come until after 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Okay. And then he bound in 4,000 years. And he will cast him into the bottomless pit and shut it up and set a seal on him so that he should not deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years are finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. Now we know that these people were probably here at Great Tribulation. Amen. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now when 1,000 years had expired, Satan will be released from his prison. And he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead and the small, great standing before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and the death and Hades were delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then the death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the rise and fall of the Antichrist. So we know that there's Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And their whole purpose is to be worshipped. Is to be what? Worshipped. That's what they're looking for. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Those are areas to be, the enemy wants us to worship. Because when we do those things, we're actually worshiping him. Amen? So you must be careful of the music. You must be careful of people you associate with, whatever. All these things are so activated now. It's incredible. Things are escalating more and more and more and more. We're watching more and more evil. We're seeing more people fight now. We're seeing more and more exposure, too. And we're seeing these demons that are in people. You know? I mean, they're just manifesting. They can't handle it because God's presence is increasing more and more and more and exposing. Look, God doesn't shake without his presence. Amen? Praise God. So, Father, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for revelation and preparation. We thank you that you already won. And because you are victorious, so are we in you. So thank you, Lord. And prepare us, Lord, so that we don't miss nothing. And we stay steadfast, maintain our routine, stay connected, and not drift. Lord, keep our eyes on you and keep us filled with your Spirit so that your name will be glorified in whatever we do, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen?